the Joe and Alex Show now at 1-833-JOE-ALEX. 1-833-563-2539. Call right now.
I saw this yesterday, and I brought it up to Liv the Web Girl, because if you didn't know, we all kind of have our own little unique quirks on the show. Liv, I would say, is like the feminist of the show. Self-proclaimed, by the way.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't force that one upon you.
No.
It's all about the girl power. And I honestly like to think, as much as I kid around and give you a hard time, Liv, that I'm pretty aware of what's going on. And I'm not a perfect guy. I'm definitely not a good husband. Mm-hmm. But I don't think I've done this. And seeing this thing trending yesterday on Twitter made me say, wait a minute, what's going on? So as we read the story, if you have a story, would you please share it with us? If you have to be anonymous, so be it. 833-JOE-ALEX. But I guess this could be a chance for women to share their story, but also for men, if you're like me and you're like, really? I didn't realize that. Then maybe it's a little eye-opening right here. Her name's Jamila, right?
Jamila Jamil.
All right. God bless you, Liv, for helping me out. But her tweet was about, it was kind of getting a lot of attention about unwanted advances. And here's what she said. She's actually the star from The Good Place, too. If you've never seen her on the show, she's on there. She said that she had an unidentified guy that targeted her without warning and pretty much just started harassing her. The man ogled her, she said, on her tweet. Then he approached her, tried to give her the number. She explained, I have a boyfriend, but thanks for the offer. The man then threatened her career, saying, I better remember that I rejected him, and then shouted that, you know, she was low class and below him. So I guess I didn't realize that women get harassed that much by men. I know guys like, hey, that's my cat call. Bad cat call. My bad.
Oh, you can't whistle?
No, let me try again. Hey, wow. Alex.
That was me.
Oh my God. Honestly, my whistling game is weak today.
Really? It sounds like you've never whistled in your life.
No, I can't. Hold on.
That is pitiful.
That sounds like a bird.
I can't whistle, but I don't. At least don't pretend to.
All right, well, good. That means that even if I was a pervert or a jerky guy, I wouldn't be able to catcall that well. But my point is this. I understand stuff goes on. I'm not that stupid to it.
Right.
And I'm not saying I'm the greatest guy. I'm like any other guy, but... And I'm not perfect, but I don't think if I have, God forgive me, I don't think I've done that to women where I've never been like, hey, what's going on, Liv? Nice butt. Can I get your number? Oh, well, you're ugly, you fat cow.
Right.
Like, I don't think I've ever done that to a woman.
So, yeah, guys definitely do that.
They do, really.
So after this, she tweeted that. Like, tweets flooded and flooded and flooded and poured in about, like, girls' experiences with this. And this has happened to me. Like, you asked us, you were like, has this ever happened to you? Like, think of an example. And it's like, I mean, I can't just think of one. Like, this happens all of the time where I have been hit on by a guy, which that's okay. As long as it's like an appropriate hitting on and they're not like being too aggressive, whatever. I don't mind being hit on at a bar. That's the main reason kind of why young girls go out to bars. But sometimes. But what I don't like is when I turn them down and I say, oh, no, I'm sorry. Like, I have a boyfriend. Sorry. I've used that excuse when I've been single because I've not been interested in them. But I want to let them down easy and be polite. So I'm like, oh, no, I'm sorry. I have a boyfriend. Thank you, but no thanks. Mm-hmm. And then I've obviously used it when I have been taken. And there has been countless times where they have come back and have just been aggressive and mean, been like, okay, cool, because I don't really think you're that hot anyways. Or like...
It's like their way to... it's their defense mechanism.
So they don't get hurt?
Yeah. They put you down. Yeah, they want... You hurt their feelings because you rejected them, so then they feel like they have to hurt your feelings.
Right, and I've had guys, like, then go around and spank me on the butt after I deny them. And go like, oh, okay, hot cheek. And like spank me on the butt when I've like clearly just denied them. Like, that's unwanted. I was not wanting you to spank my butt. I've had that happen multiple times.
I can't believe I'm so clueless and I'm not proud of this. Like, I sound like a dummy. 833-JOE-ALEX. But are there any other people out there right now that have these similar experiences like Liv's bringing up or Alex is bringing up? Because you know what it is? I've been rejected by women where they just like don't talk to me, but I've never had a girl come at me like that. You know, like where they've hit on me. Well, then again, what woman has ever hit on me? I guess you need that. You need the attraction part, don't you? And then the denial. Okay. Because I love anything that comes my way. I'm like, oh, thanks for the attention. Pork chop, let me ask you this. Have you, as a bisexual man, have you ever had anything like that happen in your life? Is it different or is it just purely guys on women?
Well, when it comes to me, like, if a girl turns me down, like, no big deal. I don't care.
Yeah.
But like,
right, you, like, are also, like, one of the good people. Like, you're a very good person, so that doesn't surprise me.
But on the other side... in the gay community.
Yes.
Yes, the gay community.
I get so nervous if I'm like talking to a guy that I'm not interested in because they can like rage. Like they get so upset.
Oh, and, like an angry gay?
Yeah, like they're like, I'm gonna come find you.
Now, are these the Twinkie gays or are these like the polar bear gays?
Oh, well, I mean,
who's getting angry? I need a description.
When the bears come after, I'm not like, that's not my thing. Like, okay. You know what Chase looks like.
Yeah.
So, he's like, not a bear.
You know, when the bears come after me, I
pretty
don't know.
Boys.
I get nervous. I try to put them down nicely. But yeah, no, if a Chase looking guy like came towards me, then I'm not putting him down. Obviously I am now because like I'm in a relationship, but when I wasn't in a relationship,
right?
Yeah, I don't know, I just get nervous about putting down gay guys because it's like they're crazy.
Wait, they get really psycho?
Oh yeah.
Like,
oh,
what would they do?
Yeah, can you give us an example of what happened?
It's pretty much all through an app though. Because
tell us.
Yeah, I mean, you're taking us into the gay world.
They just go nuts. They go psycho and crazy. Like, they say they're going to come find you. And then they Then they start, like, messaging you, like, ridiculous things. Like, they just, like, bombard message you.
Like, saying what?
I don't know.
Like you're
just
a
lot of mean things. Kind of the same situation Liv was
like
talking about.
Like, attacking your looks and stuff?
Yeah.
What's one of the meanest things someone said about your looks on a dating app before?
Oh, my gosh. It's been a while. I don't know if I have anything right now.
This is so interesting going into the gay underworld.
Someone said I look like a Twinkie. Like, you know, like the Twinkies.
The snack?
Yeah.
That's not necessarily mean.
That's a compliment.
That means you're delicious.
Yeah, and like I want your cream filling. Like, what's wrong with any of that?
MG.
Amber, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Hey, what did you want to say? What happened?
So I had this last night. This was on Snapchat for me. I had a dude actually message me. I have a pretty big social media following here in the Indy area, so I just started taking these screenshots of everything and posting it. So I posted one last night. Guy actually Snapchatted me a picture of himself in women's underwear.
Yes,
screenshot and then posted it. Yeah, so I posted it, and it's blown up overnight. It's really funny.
What?
But,
tweet it to us at Joe and Alex Show. Let us retweet it.
What's wrong with men wearing women's underwear? They're way more comfortable.
I had one before that. The guy was sitting on a toilet in his trailer and messaged me, and I have a picture. He sent a selfie of himself on the toilet.
That's amazing.
He's like, girl, like, this stuff happens all the time. And then they get so angry when you don't respond back. Like, so I've had inappropriate pictures, and if you don't return them, oh, my gosh, like, you are the devil. So, it's rough out here for a gangster.
Amber, hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex Show. Let's say what's up to Rachel. Rachel, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What happened?
Hey, yeah. So I have this guy that I know he's liked me for quite some time, right? And I rejected him long ago, but he ended up out of jealousy contacting my parents.
Ooh.
Trying to convince them. Yeah, that the guy I was dating was, like, violent towards me and, like, putting me in danger.
I've had stuff like that happen before.
Yeah.
At least he didn't show up and have breakfast with your parents.
That actually happened to Alex. That's a true story. Dang. All right, I appreciate Rachel and everybody else calling in and sharing. Even Porkchop for taking us, you know, to the gay underworld to hear what it's like.
I just want a guy to tell me that I look like a Cheez-It.
Or chicken nugget.
That's what that's my wish.
Girl, I wish I was some sauce so you could dip your nuggets in me.
Honestly, that spray tan you got a couple months ago, you did look like a Cheez-It.
There you go.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.